word on Today FM.
So it's time for Tech Thursday. Andy O'Donoghue's with us, and we're going to talk about improving your home audio this winter. And you're going to start with a really odd one: a picture frame with a Wi-Fi speaker.
Now, Matt, not only is it an unusual one, but it's from IKEA, and it's the Symfonisk range, which was launched kind of around the world a couple of years ago. It took a while for it to get to Ireland, but it is a very clever collaboration between IKEA and Sonos. And of course, Sonos have that great reputation for high-end audio. And this is very much kind of it's an innovative kind of twist for both of them. And you get this high-quality Wi-Fi speaker and this customizable picture frame, and it kind of blends into your home decor, but you get really good sound quality. And you get Wi-Fi connectivity, but also AirPlay. So if you're an iOS or, you know, an Apple user, you've got that functionality. And you put it on the wall, you put it on the floor. It looks very cool. It's €250, but it's flat, so it doesn't take up much room. And I think it's really clever.
Okay. And where do you plug it in, though? I mean, if you have a picture on the wall, you don't normally have a trailing cable out of it.
Well, that's true. You do have to you do have to run your cable from it. But, you know, the cable, grey cable, you can kind of hide it neatly, which is perhaps why putting it on the floor around the room is probably a good idea.
Okay, then you've got a Bang & Olufsen Beosound A1 second generation Bluetooth speaker.
And this is really worth a mention, right? So this, because this is one of those little portable Bluetooth speakers, and it kind of looks like a hockey puck. That's the kind of shape it is. However, it is from Bang & Olufsen, so you expect decent sound quality. And it's the second generation of this speaker, and they really have made it better. First of all, the battery life is, they advertise it at 18 hours. My experience is it actually lasts a little bit more. But it really has this real nice, punchy, bass-enabled sound. And it's also compatible with digital assistants. So you have Alexa built in. So you've got smart functionality. But the genius thing about it, Matt, is that because it's round, it has this 360-degree sound kind of output, really compact design. But you can use it as a conference call device. So whether you're using it in the office or on the road or at home, you get this really nice speakerphone, but also really good sound from a tiny little device.
Now, you've got a soundbar from Sony, a home cinema soundbar system. Tell us about this.
This is really good value, which is why I mentioned it, particularly this time of year. You know, daylight's kind of reducing on us. Movie time is the winter. All the stuff is back on Netflix and Prime and everything else. And if you want to kind of elevate your sound system at home, this is a really good value way of doing it. It's the Sony HT-S40. And so people should look to make sure they get the right one. And it's the 5.1 home cinema soundbar system. What I like about it is that it comes with your big speaker, your side speakers, and wireless rear speakers. So for total sound output, about 600 watts, it has Dolby Digital, but it also has HDMI ARC. And that's an important thing if you are watching movies on the TV, because this means you run your HDMI cable into it, and it processes the sound. It also has an optical connection and a Bluetooth connection. But at about €400, it is incredibly good value for this kind of setup.
You have an exceptionally expensive piece of kit called the Deviolette Phantom 2 wireless speaker.
It is expensive, at about €1,200. And Deviolette is a French company.
Oh, sorry, I pronounced it incorrectly. My apologies.
And they're a French company. They introduced this a few years ago. And I was loaned a test device for a while, and it is absolutely breathtaking. The first thing is, it looks sort of like a Damien Hirst sculpture meets motorcycle helmet. However, this is the second version, and it delivers this really, really high fidelity sound, incredibly deep bass, and really crisp highs. And they call it a spherical design, but it really is like a motorbike helmet. And it is absolutely beautiful. It looks like a piece of sculpture, But it connects via Wi-Fi, it's got Bluetooth, it's got AirPlay, it's got Spotify Connect. And the power output from this single speaker is about 350 watts. It is not cheap, but it is also a piece of furniture. So for people who are audiophiles and just love this kind of gadgety, high-end tech, it's ideal.
Okay, give me another Bluetooth speaker, please. The Harman Kardon Aura Studio 3.
So this is nice as well, because the Aura Studio 3 also has this nice eye-catching design. It's dome-shaped and it's got ambient lighting on it, but because of the dome shape, it gives you 360-degree sound. So that's really, really nice in a room. And particularly, it will actually power quite a big room, or power itself into quite a big room with decent sound. Connects via Bluetooth, so easy to pair with smart home setups or with your phone. 130-watt sound, really good mid-range. So my recommendation about this is Harman Kardon make great sound devices. But if you are kind of a general music listener, kind of middle of the road stuff, this is one of the best performing speakers for that sort of music that I've ever heard.
Then you have one which is absolutely out there price-wise, but I think is something, again, that's not just for quality sound, but for something that's going to look spectacular in the room you choose to place it. Tell us about the Roark Audio 100 series.
And that's why this is worth a mention, because Roark Audio are a company that most of us, you never hear about them. You never see them on the main street. You don't see them in electrical retailers. You can buy their stuff direct from them online, and the occasional retailer will stock them. However, it is a stunning collection of audio products that they make. And British company, known for their premium design and exceptional audio quality, but they really are designed for the audiophile. However, what they do essentially, Matt, is they make furniture that just sounds great. So they have what they call the Radiogram, which is this kind of high-end streamer. So you can listen to Today FM on it, you can listen to your Spotify and other stuff. It's priced at about €4,000, but it is pretty much like a very fancy, modernist hall table. And it has this little display on the front where you see the album art and that sort of the music streaming by. Supports Spotify, Tidal, Deezer, Amazon Music. And the little display on the front is an OLED screen, high quality. It's got an FM tuner and it has a USB connection. Again, looks beautiful. It's a ludicrous price, but for anybody who doesn't live within a budget for this kind of stuff, it really is worth looking at.
And are the speakers built into the furniture, or do you have separate speakers?
They are built in, and that's one of the great things about Roark. Their 100 series, everything is built in, and they make little retro speakers, like the Roberts radio for the kitchen, and they've made various different versions of this over the years. So the speakers are built in, and that's one of the nice things about their kit, is they are kind of all in one. For that money, though, you'd expect a bonus.
Okay, I'm going to hold out the televisions that you had on the list, because I think we'll come back in advance of Christmas and have a look more at what best televisions are available. But there's one other thing here that, and it's not actually a sound box, is it? The Philips Hue Play HDMI Sync Box 8K. What is it?
This is a really interesting little device that is absolutely ingenious. And many of your listeners will know about Philips because, you know, they make lots of electronics, but they really kind of led the way in smart lighting as we kind of got smart digital assistants into our homes. And the HDMI Sync Box is a little box that plugs into your television and connects to your Philips lights in the house. The idea of this, Matt, is that it gives you a cinema-like effect in your living room, and it's synced to the picture on the screen. That's why the HDMI connection is there from the box to the TV. And as your movie plays, the lighting in your room is controlled by the picture on the screen. So if you're watching Titanic, you'll see this blue and white light fluttering out from behind your TV.
Ah, come on.
If you're watching a horror film, you get this intense darkness. Matt, it is so effective. And it's about €270. You can buy it online from Philips. But if you have decent speakers and this, it is absolutely transformative for the movie watching experience.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word on Today FM.